I just had a picture of confusion all day. The experts were coming at us with all sorts of different theories, and it was really quite difficult to sort of get a handle on what was the most likely. We were getting reports in at one stage that it could have been a virus, then other reports were coming in that it could have been a downed satellite. It was really difficult to build up a picture of exactly what might have been behind it, and then slowly, slowly, bit by bit, the jigsaw puzzle started to be put together. The scientists were giving us this picture, unbelievably, that it could have been zombies. It was one of those where the information had just been bombarding us all day, been non-stop, trying to peel away the layers of confusion, get at the heart of this extraordinary story. I mean, I've not come across anything like this before. It was weird, and you get that sensation. We always want to be on the front line. You want to be at the story. You're trying to get at it, shake the truth out of it. And when it's over, when you come off air, you just go home and you're washed out, exhausted completely. And it was so weird, you know, the idea that zombies genuinely could have caused all this trouble. I guess I went home and sat in an armchair and had a glass of scotch and just shook my head for the rest of the evening. I think the moment when it really hit home, and I almost choked on the words, I had to say, removing the head or destroying the brain. The word sank in. It's not something I would expect as a newscaster to ever have to say on air. Removing the head or destroying the brain. Incredible. The strangest and the hardest thing of all during this whole bizarre episode was when suddenly the words came up in front of me. Removing the head or destroying the brain. And I said it and I looked at it and I thought, not only am I saying weird words that you wouldn't expect to say, but you're actually telling the public to go out and do this as well. It's not my job. The odd fact at the end of it is that we've now got this word scientifically approved in the English language. The things at the heart of this whole incredible crisis are now to be called zombies.